Taking a look at Coast Radio Sports, the Lady Vikes were on the court last night to take on Marshfield. They handled the first set in dominant fashion with a 25-10 game, and then the battle began with the next four sets going back and forth. Coach Ashley Cole said the team fought for every point. Cole said the girls brought out their best.
Desi played the best match of the year so far. She had 17 kills and 2 blocks. Kaya had 10 kills and 1 block. Haley Outlaw really showed up for us, especially when we needed her. She had 8 kills and 1 block.
Cole says it's the first time in senior Kaya Blake's career at Cyuse Law that the Vikings were able to defeat the Pirates. Final score 25-10, 22-25, 25-23, 21-25, and 15-10. The Vikings face Elmira on Thursday. The Cyuse Law Viking varsity soccer team played their final home game against the Marshfield Pirates last night. Coach Lonnie Tomorrow says even though the game went down as a 6-1 loss, she says the team's ability to work the ball around the field has really improved. Tomorrow says the Vikings only broke into the box 4 times during the game, but managed 1 goal. The Vikings meet Junction City on Thursday. The Oregon State women will not be advancing to the Sweet 16 after a 59-42 loss to the University of South Carolina. Although the Beavers held the Gamecocks to just 6 points in the final minutes, they couldn't rebound from the deficit. Beavers shot just 31% from the field. The Oregon Duck women will face Georgia tomorrow at 12 noon Pacific time as they head on to the Sweet 16 in the women's NCAA tournament. That's Coast Radio Sports for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021.